City and Guilds Qualifications. International ESOL Communicator Level B2. New 2009 CEFR Aligned Practice Paper 1. Part 1. Part 1. You will hear 8 short, unfinished conversations. Choose the best reply to continue the conversation. Put a circle round the letter of the best reply. First, look at the example. You will hear the conversations once only. Number 1. Number 1.
I'm afraid I need extra time for my essay.
I hope you've got a good reason.
I've not been at all well.
Number 2. Number 2.
They really do need a training session.
But there's no time to get them all in now.
Well, at least send out some guidelines.
Number 3. Number 3.
Super Seats, good morning. Can I help you?
It's Mrs. Jones again. Look, I'm still waiting for my sofa.
They're on their way. It will be there soon.
Number 4. Number 4.
Wow! I was on the edge of my seat all through that.
Me too. Amazing, wasn't it?
Those special effects were so realistic.
Number 5. Number 5.
Oh, and I need some bread.
Bread. Is there anything else?
Well, a bit more milk might be a good idea.
Number 6. Number 6.
It's first left, second right, and then straight ahead.
Sorry, say that again?
First left, second right, and then straight ahead.
Number 7. Number 7.
Could you put me through to Jane Brown, please?
Sorry, she's not in today.
I don't suppose Mr. Smith's free then, is he?
Number 8. Number 8.
Now, George, have you met Annie?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Well, Annie, this is my old friend George.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Part two. You will hear 3 conversations. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions below. put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You will hear each conversation once only. Look at the questions for conversation one. Conversation one.
Oh, look at these. Aren't they beautiful? So colourful.
Yes. Not very useful, though. We need to put the ground to good use.
Well, I think colourful flowers are very useful. They'd certainly cheer me up in the morning when I pull back the curtains. You too, you misery.
I'm more interested in growing some good healthy vegetables. You can't be sure what kind of chemicals have been sprayed on that stuff you buy in the supermarket.
You know I try and buy organic when I can, but sometimes it doesn't look very nice. Oh, look at those roses. Such a vivid pink.
No. You've had your own way in everything inside the house. It's cost me a fortune, too. Now it's my turn.
Well, surely a few flowers at least.
I'll be doing the digging, so please, for once, humour me.
Now look at the questions for conversation two. Conversation two.
Did you hear about Tom and Alice?
Yes, terrible news. They're still working out what's missing, but it's only small things, I think. They must have frightened them away by getting home early.
It's lucky they didn't get hurt. They ran out of the back door when they came in the front, I gather.
Fortunately, they're insured, but even so, it's been a terrible shock. You can't replace peace of mind.
They were kids, apparently. They caught a glimpse of them running off down the road.
Old enough to know what they were doing.
Well, I think we need to be more careful about locking up at night. And when we go out for the evening.
Don't worry. We're quite safe here. We've got alarms on all the doors and windows. We can sleep with no worries.
Now look at the questions for conversation three. Conversation three.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Ah, yes. I'd like these plasters, please. I need to restock the first aid cabinet.
Certainly. And is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, actually, while I'm here, there is something that's been bothering me for a while.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I have a very itchy foot. Between the toes, to be exact. It's really irritating, especially in the hot weather.
That's a surprisingly common problem. It's probably a fungal infection. This ointment will help. Apply it 4 times a day, but make sure your feet are clean and dry first. And try and wear cotton socks. It's important to allow as much air to your skin as possible.
I should have come in before. I've just been hoping it'd clear up on its own. But maybe this'll do the trick. I'll take it. Thank you.
That is the end of part two.
Part three. Listen to the message about a day trip. Make short notes about the message. First, look at the notes. The first one is done for you. You will hear the message once only.
Hello, can I have your attention, everyone? Can you all hear me? Okay. Hope you've enjoyed the trip so far. We're just about to arrive at Tiverton Castle. That's our first stop. I just want to run through the itinerary for the day. It's coming up to 9:30, so you'll have 3 hours to look round before getting back on the coach at 12:30 for the short drive to Exeter. Please don't be late getting back on the coach, or we won't have enough time to look around Exeter. Now, for the castle, there's an admission charge of £4 for adults, half price for children. You can get an excellent catalogue for £1 just inside the door, and it's full of fascinating information about the history of the castle. If you just want to walk round the grounds without going inside, there's a charge of £1 for everyone. No reduction for children, I'm afraid. As it's such a nice day, you may prefer to wander round the landscaped gardens down to the lake, where you can even hire a boat if you like. You're welcome to use cameras, but only outside, and there's a strict policy of not eating anywhere except in the picnic area. Now, once we're back on the coach, there's a 45-minute drive to Exeter, where you'll have the chance to do a bit of sightseeing or shopping. It's the main city in the region, and it goes right back to the Middle Ages, so there's plenty to see. There are guided walks that leave from the main square every hour on the hour, but bear in mind the guides walk pretty fast and there's a lot of steps on the way. So if you have young children with you, you may want to give it a miss. The puppet theatre in the main square's probably of more interest to them. If you do stop off at a cafe or restaurant, remember, we'll be having dinner later on. Then we all meet on the quay at 5 o'clock for the river cruise. The trip downriver takes an hour and ends at the hotel. I mean, the restaurant, where we'll be having dinner. The coach picks us up at 10, and so, all being well, we should be back by midnight. The quay is clearly signposted from the city centre, so you won't have any problem finding it. It could be a bit chilly, so remember to take a coat or jacket with you when you get off the coach at Exeter. So, enjoy the castle, or whatever you do. I'm going to be staying on the coach, so if you need anything, you know where I am.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Part 4. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. First, look at the questions. The first one is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Good day at work.
Yes, not bad. Pretty average, really.
Dinner won't be long.
Is John home yet?
No, he had football practice after school. Then he was planning to get a bite to eat at Pete's house. Then they were going to the cinema, I think.
Oh. We never seem to sit down to dinner as a family these days. Anyway, shouldn't he be studying? He's got his final exams soon, and he doesn't seem to be putting in much effort. If he wants to get into university, he'll have to work harder.
He does work hard, but he needs to relax a bit too. And we live so far from town, it's not really practical for him to come home after school and then go back into town again. Of course, it means I spend the whole evening driving him around. I just wish there was a better bus service.
Yes, living in the country is great with small kids, but as soon as they get to be teenagers... Still, we've managed okay so far, and he'll be off soon anyway.
Let's hope he passes his driving test next week. He reckons he's doing pretty well. Then he'll be a bit more independent, and so will I, come to that.
Well, I give him a lift when I can.
Anyway, did you know he's come up with an idea about that?
Oh, what's that?
He wants us to buy him a car.
What? You've got to be joking.
No. Why?
Well, he's still at school for a start. He's only 17. And how's he going to run a car? With his pocket money?
Well, I thought the same until I listened to him. He had some very persuasive arguments. I think he's got a point.
He always manages to talk you round. What did he say?
Well, he'll be 18 in a couple of weeks and off to university in about 6 months.
Hold on. What if he doesn't get in?
Oh, don't be so negative. You always expect the worst of him.
No, I don't. He's a good lad most of the time, but you must admit he's pretty lazy.
Lazy? How can you say that? He's always busy doing something. Tennis, squash and football. We hardly see him at the weekends.
No, I don't mean he's lazy when he's doing things he enjoys. But let's face it, studying doesn't come very high on his list of priorities. And come to think of it, most of his friends have got part-time jobs. He's too busy having a good time.
Well, actually, he did say he'd get a job if he had a car. He'd need the money to run the car for a start. He can't get a job here in the village, so he'd need a car to get into town if he got a job there.
Well, there's something in that, I suppose.
So what do you think? It needn't be an expensive one.
Not too cheap, either. That could be a false economy. It could cost a fortune in repairs.
Well, maybe John could learn a bit about car maintenance. Lots of kids fix their own cars. Garages are so expensive. It's a useful skill.
And he'll need his own transport when he goes to university.
So?
Well, how about doing a deal with him? If he gets a part-time job to cover the running costs himself, with no help from us, we'll buy him a car.
You're forgetting something. He hasn't actually passed his test yet.
Well, after he passes his test then.
Agreed. Good day at work.
Yes, not bad. Pretty average, really.
Dinner won't be long.
Is John home yet?
No, he had football practice after school. Then he was planning to get a bite to eat at Pete's house. Then they were going to the cinema, I think.
Oh. We never seem to sit down to dinner as a family these days. Anyway, shouldn't he be studying? He's got his final exams soon. And he doesn't seem to be putting in much effort. If he wants to get into university, he'll have to work harder.
He does work hard, but he needs to relax a bit too. And we live so far from town, it's not really practical for him to come home after school and then go back into town again. Of course, it means I spend the whole evening driving him around. I just wish there was a better bus service.
Yes, living in the country is great with small kids, but as soon as they get to be teenagers... Still, we've managed okay so far, and he'll be off soon anyway.
Let's hope he passes his driving test next week. He reckons he's doing pretty well. Then he'll be a bit more independent, and so will I, come to that.
Well, I give him a lift when I can.
Anyway, did you know he's come up with an idea about that?
Oh, what's that? What? You've got to be joking.
No. Why?
Well, he's still at school for a start. He's only 17. And how's he going to run a car? With his pocket money?
Well, I thought the same until I listened to him. He had some very persuasive arguments. I think he's got a point.
He always manages to talk you round. What did he say?
Well, he'll be 18 in a couple of weeks and off to university in about 6 months.
Hold on. What if he doesn't get in?
Oh, don't be so negative. You always expect the worst of him.
No, I don't. He's a good lad most of the time, but you must admit he's pretty lazy.
Lazy? How can you say that? He's always busy doing something. Tennis, squash and football. We hardly see him at the weekends.
No, I don't mean he's lazy when he's doing things he enjoys. But let's face it, studying doesn't come very high on his list of priorities. And come to think of it, most of his friends have got part-time jobs. He's too busy having a good time.
Well, actually, he did say he'd get a job if he had a car. He'd need the money to run the car for a start. He can't get a job here in the village, so he'd need a car to get into town if he got a job there.
Well, there's something in that, I suppose.
So what do you think? It needn't be an expensive one.
Not too cheap, either. That could be a false economy. It could cost a fortune in repairs.
Well, maybe John could learn a bit about car maintenance. Lots of kids fix their own cars. Garages are so expensive. It's a useful skill.
And he'll need his own transport when he goes to university.
So?
Well, how about doing a deal with him? If he gets a part-time job to cover the running costs himself, with no help from us, we'll buy him a car.
You're forgetting something. He hasn't actually passed his test yet.
Well, after he passes his test, then.
Agreed.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.